Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let's see. Not sure what happened there.
Is it still playing?
Okay, I'm not sure what happened there. It's like it's showing we're still playing Power to the Overlords, and I'm not hearing that. Okay, well, let me give this a try here. I think we're on air. It's like, Pamela, are you there?
I'm here, and we are definitely on air. I assume
okay.
We're on air.
Okay, I'm not sure if anybody can hear us or not. Yeah, okay, well, I'll find out here in a minute, because we'll go ahead. Let's see, I've got a few announcements to make here, as usual. We can get a hold of Jethro at www.jethrosmith.net, and he's at 928-284-0437. I'm Kelly with Casey Birth Cards, and I am at 719-289-4907. Today, we have Pam Cummins with us. She is back after her little vacation from last week. And, Pam, well, I'm going to have you go ahead and I know you've added Pinterest, and I know you've added a couple things, so I'm going to have you give us all your information here right at the start.
Okay, sure. I have one website, but two website addresses, so whichever one you're comfortable with. It's successfulrel.com or PamelaCummins.com. My last name is spelled C-U-M-M-I-N-S. If you put a G, you will get a musician. Okay? So again, it's C-U-M-M-I-N-S. Phone number is 973-229-9704. And let me think. Facebook. I have a Facebook page. It's Pamela Cummins, C-U-M-M-I-N-S. I'm on Twitter, and it's at Rev Pamela. And I'm also Pinterest, and I'm pretty sure that is Rev Pamela C. Okay? I can't always remember. But all that information is on my website. Okay, I think I got
cool.
everything.
All right. Real good. Okay, well, we're going to start in. One thing I do want to kind of announce is like Jethro has been making some changes to the shows and whatnot, and we're going to have some interesting things going on here. We'll have a little more information a little bit later in the week on those. But for today at least, we are live with Psychics Gone Wild, and I believe he's actually starting another, there's going to be another show, starts as one of our sister shows, and I'm trying to think, I want to call it the Psychic Learning Connection. I believe that's what it's going to be, and I'm thinking that's one that's staying here, the Learning Connection, something like that. So anyway, I'm going to have some more information on that, hopefully by tomorrow, and find out kind of exactly what's going on and what we're doing, but anyway, for today, we have got a cupful. They have just been, they really missed you last week.
Well, it's good to be back. It's an 11-hour drive both ways, and it's just, it's exhausting. It's exhausting.
Wow.
We left on Friday morning. My sister and I got up at 4 o'clock, and we left by 5 a.m. Well, the traffic, we had to take New Jersey Turnpike, and on a Friday, the traffic is horrendous. Even we got there about 6 o'clock, and there were pretty many people. I mean, it wasn't back to back, but there were people on the road at that time, all going to work. So,
wow.
Yeah. Well, if we had left at 7 or 8, we would have sat in traffic for 2 to 3 hours. So that's why we got up so early.
Yeah. Wow. Did everything come out okay?
Well, my dad's going for surgery, so if you everyone could say a prayer for him Monday morning. So
Monday
he wanted to see us. No, he wanted to see his daughters beforehand. I understand he doesn't want us to see him in the hospital all week and stuff. So,
Right.
And it's a major surgery, and he just wants to be with his wife. So I respect that. He wanted us to see him when he was in good spirits.
Healthy and strong, and have a good concept of him there, right? And then it's like, but definitely we'll put him out on the prayer for sure.
I would appreciate it.
Yeah. All righty. Well, being that, and it's like, so everybody here listening in, because like I say, now I know we got a cue, so, say a little prayer, say a little prayer for me, it's like, and say a little prayer for Pamela's dad today, definitely.
Okay. His first name is Walter, okay?
Walter. All righty, we will definitely keep that. I'll probably post that on our Facebook psychic chat also. So,
thank you.
Our family will be doing that there too. So, okay, here we go. We are live with area code number 209. 209, you're on.
Thank you so very much. I really need to have a talk with Pamela today, and I really appreciate it. This is Maureen calling from California, and my issue is that I've ended my relationship with my sister-in-law based on her behavior with other men. Maybe I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, and then I want to know how I can heal my relationship with my brother. And not that I want them to get divorced, but do you see my brother divorcing her over this?
Okay, I'm feeling not yet. Okay,
okay.
He still loves her. Okay.
Right.
I don't feel him ready to let go, honestly. I'm actually getting to stay out of it, which I feel like you have done, to look at your own side of the street, okay? And, again, I'm feeling that you've done that. I'm just getting you need to just tell your brother that you love and support him no matter what he does, okay?
Okay.
Definitely stay out. If you try to get involved with what's going between them, I see like a bug caught in a spider web, and it's deep, okay? It's deep.
Okay.
He's going to have a lot of, I'm seeing him going back and forth. I'm getting that he loves you, but, you know, he also is loved by, loves his wife. And I also, as I was saying that, I heard the song Blinded by the Light, okay? So what
right.
that means to me is I feel like he's blind to a lot of stuff that she does.
Right, right.
Very, very blind. But I'm
right.
also getting this relationship is necessary for his growth. They're saying 5. I don't feel it's 5 months. It could be up to 5 years, okay? I could be wrong. Anywhere from 5 months to 5 years. It feels closer, longer, honestly. That going more in my gut, that he will finally leave her.
Okay.
That's what it feels like.
Thank you. For my karma, it's not that I wish him a divorce. I think I always wished she would just be honest. And I guess she can't.
That's exactly what my guides were saying. She doesn't know how, you know. And I'm seeing her as a very injured little girl trapped in a woman's body.
Okay.
Okay. And I see her, I mean, she's an adorable, cute little girl. That's the way I'm seeing it. But she's a woman now, and she really never has grown up. She wants what she wants, and I'm seeing her just, like, taking food and jewels and everything, and she's trying to make herself better by outside things instead of looking within.
Okay. Okay.
Okay?
All right. Well, that makes a lot of sense. So I just need to leave it alone and just text him love, and maybe someday we'll get to talk again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.
You too, and I'll keep you in my prayers, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to say, prayer is always good.
All
you need is love, and all you need is prayer. It's like definitely.
Exactly. Well, prayers are love, when you think about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. That's true. That is true.
Yeah.
That's a really, I hadn't really thought about that before, but you're right. That's really
yeah.
good. All righty. We've got area code. 860, you're on today.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. And what is your name?
My name is Basil.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Basil? It's like Stacy, but it's
Stacy.
No
Y-I-L.
Okay. It's a very unique name. Nobody
yes,
don't
it
have
is. Name,
so.
Yes, it is. Yes,
it
is. And how can I help you today, Stacy?
I don't know how to put in a question, which I always don't. I'm just, like, wondering, like, why am I always miserable? Why do I have to live a miserable life?
Okay, and my guides are saying you don't have to, okay? And they're saying to get a mentor, okay? Somebody who can show you. They're saying the light, and what that means is, you know, somebody who can show you how to be positive.
Yeah.
All right. That's what I'm getting because they're showing me you surrounded by four walls, okay? And at times you feel like it's closing in on you, and basically now I'm getting a hammer or some kind of it's not an axe, it's something where you're just breaking down the walls, and that's what it feels like is going on. I'm getting that you were raised in negativity. It's really weird. You must be a visual person because I'm getting a lot of visions with you. I'm seeing you in like a bird's nest, okay? And the mother is just like covering you in negativity, okay? And then there's other birds around you covering you in negativity. And what you need to do is change the way you think, okay? And let the light in. I'm also getting that healing energy. You know, go for a Reiki or a healing energy session would help too, all right? And really, it's like you're going to have to change it because you do deserve happiness. And now I'm hearing the Beatles song, All You Need Is Love, all right? I'm getting to, it feels like, you know, they're saying the power of the mind. That's what I'm getting, the power of the mind, meaning positive thoughts, allow the love to come in, allow healing energy to come in. And your life will change for the better. Okay? They're saying to expect the unexpected. And what I feel that means is that a lot of times you expect bad things to happen, miserable things to happen, sadness to happen. Okay? You don't expect good things.
Yeah.
Okay? So expect good things is what I'm getting. You know? And I'm hearing the song, it's going to take a lot of love, okay? And also time. Now it's funny, now I'm hearing the Stones, time is on my side, okay? So allow yourself, you know, time to get used to a new way of thinking, a new life.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
So I hope that helps.
Yeah, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, and don't forget the mentor. That feels very important.
Okay. All
okay?
right.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, call back and let us know. All righty. Sounds good. And our next one here, it's like we still got people calling in, so we're just moving on down the line here. Area code 847. 847, you're on.
Hi, this is Jill. Thank you.
Hi, Jill.
Hey, Jill.
I want to ask you about my relationship with my sister. My parents are gone. My other sister I don't talk to. And this one, since my father died, has been holding something against me. I don't really understand where she's coming from with our relationship. Do you get anything?
I keep on seeing her holding on to the end of something, you holding on to the end, and I really don't know what it is. It could be a cloth, but it feels like she pulls, you pull, she pulls, you pull, and what that means to me is like a tug of war, kind of like a power struggle. I feel that she has jealousy, okay? I'm actually feeling your father's love, okay?
Okay.
It feels like she wants it all to herself, and I know he's no longer around, but, you know, she wants to be number one, okay? You know, they're saying she has an inferiority yet superiority complex, okay?
Okay.
You know, God, I'm hearing that song again, All You Need Is Love, okay? I'm getting to send her love. Okay.
You know, she is so insensitive. I've been the punching bag, the scapegoat. You wouldn't believe the things
right.
my family did to me. And then, you know, I took care of our dad alone, blah, blah, blah. And then the family treated me like shit afterwards. And then a week and a half later, she says to me, well, why aren't you fine? Things like that with no, that's her response to me. Why?
Right. And, again, I'm hearing it hurts so much inside. And, okay, now I'm hearing a song lyric, we can't go on hurting each other. It feels like she hurts you, you feel hurt, then you react the way that you don't want to react. And, I'm getting that she does more than what you do, okay? Now I'm getting a lot of songs with you. I'm hearing the song lyric, turn away, walk away. What that means to me is don't let her actions affect you. And I realize that's easier said than done. Okay? It really is. Stop dancing the dance.
see, and then another thing, I can't talk to her. She becomes defensive, a loose cannon. She throws things back at you like it's a hot potato. She takes no responsibility.
Okay, but the thing is, you can't make her take responsibility. That's what I'm hearing. Stop dancing the dance, you know. Now I'm hearing the Beatles sing, "Let it be, let it be." What that means to me is let her be. Let her take no responsibility. Let her be caught. It's like a dance. It's a pattern, okay?
Uh-huh.
And what you need to do is not focus on what she's doing. And I know that's hard. I just went away. I just was with my sister for 5 days, you know, sleeping in the same bed at a hotel room, you know, in a car for 11 hours. I know what it's like, okay? And I love she's like my best friend, okay? And one thing sisters can do is push each other's buttons. And what you have to do is cover your buttons and say, no, I'm not going to allow what you say affect me. Okay?
Okay.
And, you know, what I'm getting is to visualize light around you. Okay? Like God's healing light. So whatever she says to you bounces off, turns into and bounces back to her, but it turns into love when it bounces back to her. Okay, because I'm getting deep down inside, you really love your sister, and that's why all this hurts you. If you didn't care about her,
right,
her behavior would not affect you, okay?
Right.
I'm also getting, again, I'm hearing the song, it hurts so much inside. You both are, you know, in a lot of pain. I'm getting, no offense, I'm getting family dysfunction, I'm getting the loss of loved ones. You know, there's a lot of pain that both of you have to deal with. And my guides are showing me you with a broom in your hand. You have to clean up your side of the street. You can't clean up her side of the street. The good thing is, and what I'm seeing, I'm getting a vision of your side of the street, like sidewalk, being much cleaner. And she's got all this stuff. She's going to look over at your side of the street, across the street, and say, wow, hers is clean. And then she's going to start to clean her own. But if you keep this power struggle up, nothing's going to happen. You can't change her, only yourself. So I hope
all
that helps. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so, so much.
You're welcome, you know. And sisterly love, it's a good thing, although it can be tough. I know. I understand.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in, Bill. But yes, he had Jill has been one of the ones that has called in for some different days and different times, and I told her to call back during your time on because she would probably have some good insights for her. So I'm so glad she got to talk to you today.
Yeah, I kind of went on. It just all this stuff came, so I apologize for the others. I usually don't go on that long, but I guess it needed to be said.
Okay. Messages come. She's had a lot going on. All righty, and our next caller up here is area code 647. 647, you're on.
Hello?
647. There we go, you're on.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good, good.
What is
my name's Hannah.
Hi, Hannah.
I just wanted to get a quick reading on relationships.
Okay. You know, before I even heard your name, I heard you will succeed, okay? You will pass the test. Are you dating a couple people?
I was just dating somebody, but we broke up last week.
Okay. I'm feeling a couple of men around you, okay? You do date men? I just want to make sure, because that's what
yes.
I'm picking up. Okay. Yeah, I'm feeling a couple, okay? One behind
okay.
you, one in front of you. The one behind you, it's weird because I'm seeing your hand behind you, okay, one hand, you know, going behind you, the other one forward, okay? The one that's forward is just barely touching your fingertips. The one that's behind you is pulling you, okay? And as I said that, I heard the song, an old song, I Want You Back, okay? Mm-mm. Don't go back is what I'm hearing, okay? You're going to be really tempted. I'm getting it's the same old, same old. I feel the one in front of you is much better, okay?
Okay.
That one feels like an opportunity for marriage. They're saying he's cleaner, okay? The one behind you, all right, feels cute. I'm seeing him in a T-shirt and pair of jeans and a baseball cap. And there's nothing wrong dressing that way, okay? But the one in front of you is dressed more clean cut, all right? And I feel that that's more symbolic of who they are inside, okay?
Okay.
The one in front feels more responsible and wants a relationship. The one, you know, I'm getting a weird image of the one behind you. Like, he's going from one foot to another, from one. So it means, to me, it means he really, you know, he wants in, he doesn't want in, you know, and I'm getting he's very scared. The one in front of you feels like, now I'm seeing him taking you, pulling him, holding you in his arms. It feels like he will stick around, protect you,
okay.
Be supportive, okay? And I'm also getting walk forward with you. I'm seeing you walk forward holding hands, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you for calling in, Hannah. Awesome. All right, and just moving on down the line here. It's like, I don't know if they're going to let you off today, Pamela. My goodness, people keep popping in here. It's okay. We're just going through the line. And area code 770, you're on live with us. Looks like you've done well.
Hi, Kelly, thanks for bringing Pam in. And Pam, I do put white light around your dad.
Thank you.
And for healing. My question is, I have an interview tomorrow. I just got an email confirming it like a second ago before it came in. And I've been without work for a year. I've been laid off 4 times in 8 years. And this is an interview for a medical marketing position, but it's about a 20% decrease in salary of what I'm used to getting. And so I just want to know what you feel about my interview tomorrow.
And what is your first name? Just so
Lisa. Lisa.
Okay. It feels like it's going to go okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm getting is take it. Okay, that's what I'm getting. Take
uh-huh.
it. I feel like there's a couple of other candidates, but honestly, I don't feel like it's going to be your dream job.
No,
okay?
I don't either.
It mm-hmm. feels like, honestly, I'm feeling like it's kind of settling. I don't know how else to say
that's
it.
That's how I feel, yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to be happy there, but I feel that it's only temporary, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm also getting what you need to do is really look at what the direction you want to go, the type of work you want to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm actually feeling that you should look into like some kind of self-employment.
Well, that's what everybody is saying, but I just have not touched on anything that would be marketable.
Okay.
You know, I just
they're saying change your vision, change your mind, okay? The
yeah.
other thing I'm getting is to ask they're saying Archangel Michael, okay?
Okay.
You know, which kind of, I wouldn't surprise, but ask Archangel Michael to give you the direction on where you're going to go. Again,
okay.
I don't know how else to say it. I don't feel like you're going to be very happy at this job.
No,
it's more like
either.
I'm seeing you spreading butter on bread. So
yeah.
That's what it feels
yeah,
like.
Yeah, and the
okay.
point is I've been employed for over a year, so if it is offered, I'm almost, you know, in a position where I'm going to have to take it,
right,
you know.
Right. But in the meantime, okay, and even if you choose to, because I feel that
uh-huh.
you're a very strong candidate, okay,
right.
I can't guarantee it. But
right.
even if you have this job, I am getting to look,
uh-huh.
you know. In fact, I feel like this job will give you inspiration to really
yeah.
look at the direction to go. And, again, it feels like self-employment.
Okay.
okay? So you have
okay.
to walk through that fear. Because I know,
yeah.
believe me, I'm self-employed. I know how scary it can be.
Yeah. Yeah, and my main thing is really finding what I can connect to and what's marketable. And that's kind of where I've been, you know, in that crossfire for the last year trying to come up with it, you know.
Right. And I'm hearing do what you love, the money will follow.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
stop,
great.
They're saying stop poo-pooing on ideas, too.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. I want to talk to her about coffee.
There you go. That healthy coffee.
It's like
hey.
Healthy and good work. Yeah, good work. All righty. Okay, we're getting them down here. We got three more in the queue. And I'm not sure where I was going to take a look real quick and see where our time is at. Okay, we're doing good. We got 30 minutes left for us. Dinner is actually 29, just rolled over for us, and we got 3 people left, so we got a little bit of relaxing time here. It's good. All right, area code 635.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Hello, can
Hello.
You hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. And what is your first name, please?
Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. How can I help you?
I'm thinking about attending the school that I got a scholarship for in Lafayette. Do you see it working out, or is it going to be a strain?
As you were asking the question, beginning the question, I'm hearing yes, 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 okay? And I am getting that it is going to be a challenge, you know? And it's weird because I'm seeing you in a boxing, like in a boxing ring, okay? And I've seen someone say, the challenger. But I feel that in the long run, you're going to win. Okay?
Okay.
So, yeah, so go, okay? I'm also feeling like you have a lot of fear around it, okay? And
yeah.
you're going to have to walk through that fear, okay? I'm hearing something that's weird. I just wrote a blog about it about a week or so ago. I'm hearing out of horror can come beauty, meaning like right now it feels really horrible. Oh, my God, how am I going to do it? But I'm getting when you walk through it, it's going to be something that's really good for you. Okay? So, yes. Yes. It's what they're saying. Go for it.
Okay?
There's lessons there for you to learn. And you will be victorious. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All righty. Sounds like she's out there on the beach today or something. Kept hearing that wind in the background. I was like, whoa, that must be a nice place to be out too. All righty. And area code 706. 706, you are on with us.
Hi, it's Mary. How are you doing?
Good, Mary. Good. And how can I help you?
We are expecting, we were expecting a wire transfer to come in last week, and it didn't come in. And they said it would be, you know, resolved Monday or Tuesday, which it didn't happen Monday. So I was wondering.
It's this week is what I'm getting, this week. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not getting the exact day. I'm getting this week. And I'm hearing Bonnie Raitt's song, I Found Love, in the nick of time. It's her nick of time song. That's what I'm hearing. It feels like it's going to come in the nick of time.
Yeah, because we've got some major issues here if it doesn't come in.
Yeah. No, again, I'm hearing in the nick of time. Okay, so again, they're saying this week.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. And thank you so much. Okay. And I think this is our caller from the Q Spirit. Let's wait a minute. And my buttons are misbehaving. We're having one of those another blog talk moments there. I'm hearing Birdie Bird back there. It's like, he's sounding really happy today.
Oh, he is. And, you know, before, it was so funny because he was asleep. He was.
Oh, my goodness.
He was asleep. And then, you know, then you came on and he woke up. Yes, he's very happy. He's like, oh, it's the energy from the radio show.
Cool. Okay, let's see here. Let's see if we could be in blogs here. Okay, there we go, 207. We got you on here.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, good.
Hey.
That's a new sound. They say unmuted. That's new on BTR.
Oh, the bird?
Yeah. No. When your call is going to be taken, a male voice says, unmuted. That's
huh.
new. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. My question is, I have a grandson that I have not seen since he was born. It's a touchy subject in our family. My husband doesn't want to discuss it, neither does my son, who's the child's father. Is it a good idea to pursue grandparents' rights?
You know what? And your first name is? I'm sorry, I didn't catch
Melissa.
It. Melissa. Okay. I'm feeling, I'm not sure how it's going about, but when you said you hadn't seen him, I'm feeling you're going to see him within two. I don't, that could mean up to 2 years, okay?
Yeah. At that point, the way this is emotionally felt for all of us,
right.
You get to the point where you just want to wash your hands of it.
No, I'm not getting that, okay? I'm not getting
that,
okay?
I'm also expecting some money from a trust very soon. It's funny, the last caller you said a week, and I was going to use that money for legal matters.
Yeah, no, that's definitely coming through, okay? I am hearing the song lyric, It's a Long, Long Road, okay?
It's been a long road.
Yeah, but I feel that you're not going to have peace until you do this, okay?
You're exactly right, and I haven't.
Yeah.
It changed my life.
Right, you know. I'm also seeing somebody, like, kind of dangle a piece of jewelry, you know, in front of you that you want, and that's what it feels like is going on.
They're
dangling it. Yeah. So, I'm hearing, honestly, I'm getting you need to do what you need to do.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. The only song that came to my head was the George Harrison song, It's Gonna Take Money, a whole lot of spending money.
Yeah, but you know what? The universe provides, okay?
I agree.
The universe provides, and that's why, you know, that's why this money's coming in and more, okay? It's going to be a difficult battle, but I'm getting a good feeling. I mean, if they're telling you that you're going to see him, you're going to win.
That's how I feel.
Yes.
It's the road getting there that doesn't feel pleasant.
The journey is not always easy, but there's always a lot of lessons along the way, and you get to know yourself even better.
Definitely. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, it's a long way home.
Yeah, sometimes it is.
I can feel that one. Okay, and we've got more blog stuff going along here and dropping things. It's like one thing I will announce is if Blog Talk blogs you out, as we like to say there, it's like please feel free to go ahead and call back in because it seems to happen a lot here in Cyberland where we get stuff dropped off and whatever. It's like, you know, people go, did you kick us out of chat? And it's like, nope, we don't kick anybody out of chat unless they're being, you know, really rude or anything. And
right.
It's like, no, it's like, I mean, you know, when you sit there and have days where it's like, I'm the host, it just kicked me out of chat. And I know I didn't do that. So, you know, they definitely have issues with their circuit board. So, you know, if you guys get what we call blogged off, man, just, you know, blog back in. It's all right. Okay. Well, we got a little bit of airtime and space here. It's like we've got space in our queue, and it's like, I don't know, I'm just going to ask my generic thing. It's like, you know, well, how are you going, and do you see anything for me today, Pamela?
Okay, sure. Wow, I'm feeling more money coming your way, okay? And I'm getting this strange vision, and I'm really not sure what it means, so maybe you will understand it. I'm seeing you eating, okay? And you're, like, eating fast, okay? So that could mean a lot of different things. Either you need to slow down when you're eating, either a lot of good stuff coming to you, or there's something that you need to look at, something that's eating you. Okay.
Okay. That one makes a lot of sense right there. Yes, it does.
Okay. All right, because I'm like, this is really strange, this vision I'm getting, okay? All right, and now I'm hearing an old song. I like this song. I don't hear it too much. Slow ride, take it easy, okay? That's what I'm getting. Really weird. Now I'm seeing you like, you know, like Tarzan used to swing through the, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting a vision.
Tarzan,
yo. Yeah. Well, you're not going, oh, you're just taking one arm to another. So it feels like sometimes you're moving too fast. I think that's what they mean, is moving too fast, okay? Yeah, now as I'm saying that, now I'm hearing a really old song, Slow Down, You Move Too Fast, okay? It's
you
funny.
You gotta make the morning last.
Right.
Yeah,
my guides are saying you gotta take time to feel groovy, okay, man? Like, far out. No, I added that out. They're saying to meditate, okay? Because you know, I'm seeing a plate, and first like one little pea goes on, and then a lot more stuff goes on, okay?
So, got a lot of stuff on my plate, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, but don't. There was at one time there was one pea. So what that means is that you clear things off and then they come back on. Huh, I just have to say, I think that I heard a knock at my door earlier, and I think they're changing the filter because I see a ladder coming up to my balcony.
Well, if you see a guy in a tux with a bouquet, it's like maybe somebody's going to propose.
That would be funny. No, that would be funny. But, yeah, so he hasn't come up yet, okay? I'm sorry. That was totally unexpected.
Random.
I'm glad it happened with you. Then he'll be up here in a minute, and I'm not going to look, okay?
There you go.
And I'm not going to get up and close because I'm, like, sitting here, okay, world, I'm sitting here in a tank top and underwear, okay? It's 84 degrees in North Carolina.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it gets hot there. All right, anyhow, I'm sorry, back to you. Again, they're just saying slow down because I feel like more work is coming your way, and I know I've gotten this for you before. You need to choose, you know, what feels right to you, okay? That's what you need to do, okay? Here he comes. He's coming up. Yep, it's the filter. So choose.
I'm on radio. Do the poster.
Yeah. That's so funny that he's doing that, okay? But you know what? My guides are saying it means something, that it's happening at the exact moment. And, feel that, you know, I mean, think about it, a ladder, you're climbing up. You're also changing a filter. You're also changing things and becoming cleaner, okay? And, you know, and again, decide what you want to do because it feels like you have a lot of choices to make, you know. Like that one lady who the caller called earlier, she's not really sure what to do, you know, as a business. It feels like you have so many different choices, okay. They're saying, like up to 10 of what you could do, all right. So to focus on 2 or 3, all right. And it's really strange because as I'm saying that, I'm seeing a flashback of myself sitting at this dinner and this guy saying that you need, that in today's world, you really need to have at least 2 or 3 skills, okay?
Right.
Which makes a lot of sense because, you know, if you just do one thing, like let's say cleaning, and I'm just making this up, you know, if
put
all the cleaning
basket.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, so again, 2 or 3 things is what you need to do. It feels like, you know, they're saying family issues will come and go, okay? Will come and go. All right, I don't know how else to say it, but say it. I feel like when it comes to your family, at times it feels like you are like the last to survive, okay? I'm getting out of the majority of your family members, not all of them, okay? So please, but out of the majority, I'm getting like out of 80% of your family, okay? It feels like you will survive the longest, okay? That's how.
Actually, you know what? I agree with you. It's like I made the mistake because, you know, you always get what you ask for. And I really did. I wanted to know, you know, how things were going to fall out, you know, for my kids and stuff. You know, I got 5 of them. I'm like going, you know, and you always hope as a parent that, you know, your children are going to bury you, not the other way around. And I got some real sadness with that because I did. I feel like my older 3 children, I mean, and they're only like, you know, 28, 26, and 23 right now. And I feel like I'm going to outlive them. I said the only 2 I feel like I won't outlive will be these younger 2 who are 10 and 12, you know, and I'm just kind of going, wow. But, you know, then again, I've got one son who is going to be, he's in New Jersey right now, New Jersey. He's at, I think it's Fort Dix, and he's going to be deploying in less than a month. The other one is in New Mexico, and he's just gone through training and stuff. He's actually training someplace else in a different state, and he's going to be deploying in December. So I'm like going, okay. And then we have my daughter out here, you know, my older one out here, and daughter was in Idaho with the 2 little guys, and I'm like going, yeah, and it's like, you know, and it did really make me really kind of made me sad. And it's like, you know, of course they said, you know, if you want an honest answer, you know, we'll give you one, but it's like, don't ask if you don't want to know. So I went, okay, ha, and we're saved. We have a caller. Oh, I'll get back to that here in a little bit. Okay, area code 949, you're on with us.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm having some issues at work.
Okay, what is your first name, please?
I'm sorry, my first name is Exodus.
Okay, Exodus.
Cool.
Yeah. and what are the issues that I can help you with?
Well, I feel like there are some people trying to sabotage my business. I work in a hair salon, in a assisted living facility,
right.
And I haven't been very busy the past few weeks, and it's a conglomeration of issues that have been going on since this new administrator has started.
Right.
So I feel like there's all these unfair accusations that are being swung towards me, and my business is starting to not do as well. I'm wondering if you have any insight as to...
Yeah, I'm actually getting that you are correct. I'm getting a bad feeling in my stomach, okay? I'm feeling that people... I'm actually seeing people, like, take and, like, stab forks at you. You know, like...
Right.
I don't know how else to put it. There is... My guides are saying, like, bad juju going on, okay? I'm getting you have two choices. One is... you know, to leave and, you know, start anew somewhere else, okay? And that does feel like it will be successful, and it's a pain because you have to build things up, all right? The other is to, you know, I'm hearing Elton John sing, shine the light, shine the light. And that means you need to send these people love, light, change the way that you're responding to them and not allow them to have power over you. And it's weird because I'm seeing like one of those voodoo dolls, okay, I don't know how else to explain it, and you pulling it out of somebody's hand, okay? And I feel like that's symbolic. I hope that's symbolic, okay? And facing it on. That's going to be uncomfortable, okay? I don't know how else to say it. It's going to be uncomfortable, I do feel you will succeed. It's going to take a lot of work, okay? So you need to decide whether you want to take the harder route and stay there, okay, and deal with these people, or if you want to take the easier route and leave and start over again.
Yeah, I would leave, but we're in the process of buying a house, and
okay.
I need my job.
Right,
so,
I understand. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Then you know, again, I do feel like, I don't feel like they're going to throw you out. I'm just getting that it's more like trying to push you out, okay?
Do you see anybody in specific as to who it may be?
It just feels like a woman, a strong woman, okay? I don't know if she, dark color skin, I don't know if she's colored or, you know, black or not. She just feels solid and big because it's weird. I'm actually feeling like I'm inside her body, okay? She feels jealous. She feels bossy and like she wants things her way. And she also feels like she's the queen bee.
So you think it's a black woman?
It seems like she has dark color skin is a good way of putting it, okay?
And why is it that they don't like me? I mean, I've never done anything to any of these people.
I know this sounds weird, but I'm hearing bad juju, okay? And what that means to me is, no, you haven't done anything, but, you know, okay, I'm sorry, as I'm talking, I'm getting a vision of, like, you know, one of those archery, you know, what they use to do an archery, one of those target boards, they're round and stuff like that. It goes from that to a dart board, and what that just means to me is you're a target, okay? You know, they're just targeting you. You haven't done anything in specific. Now I'm hearing shine the light, except for shining your light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
You know, I mean, and that's why you kind of just need to change your attitude around them. Send love. Take the high road. You know,
spiritually, is there anything else I can do, like pray or say to the place?
Of course, pray, you know, again, I'm hearing shine the light at them. And also, I'm getting to, you know, again, I want to say kind of like take your power back, you know, when I saw that doll. So you might even visualize taking your power back, going around them, you know, hearing Superwoman put on your cape, all right? And usually my guides say at the opposite way, but it's almost like a protection. So a lot of meditation, visualization, you know, and in the morning, you know, protect yourself energetically and ask God to protect you. The other thing is I'm seeing you like with like this cape. It turns into like a cape and it's got a hood on it. And it what that means to me is when they start throwing those darts, you know, just protect yourself. You know, and to me that's with God's light, or you might even imagine like this cape, you know. I don't know why I keep on seeing a cape over you, protecting you.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I really like what you said. I do feel like they're trying to run me out of there. That's exactly what they're trying to do.
Yeah, and it's really weird. I mean, that I'm seeing, like, you know, darts and a voodoo doll and stuff like that, you know. Mm-hmm. The other thing I'm hearing is Archangel Michael. Boy, he's come up twice today. He must really be around us today. You know, and, you know, as I said that, I also got Archangel Raphael, because I feel these people who are treating you this way need a lot of healing. Again, it just feels like you're a target, and now they're showing me, like, you know, a school, and there's this big guy who's the bully, and he just finds people, and, you know, he targets them because he's hurting inside,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay?
All right. Okay. All right, and you think it's a female. It's not a male, because
there is
a big black...
It could be the man, you know? That's, again, I'm just feeling solid, you know? I just assumed, you know, just it felt female to me, but it could be a man. Again, if that feels right to you, go with your intuition. When I see it's like dark skin, solid, a feeling of power, you know, again, like the queen bee wants to be in charge and control.
Mm-hmm,
okay. You know, so
okay.
you would know that better than me. I'm just giving you the impressions I'm picking up. The other thing I did hear is it's a dance song. I think it's from like the 90s. I heard the song "I Got the Power." Okay, so when you go in there, you know, think "I Got the Power." Okay, but as I said that, I said, "Heard, put up your shield." Okay, because it feels like if you walk in there powerful, they're going to try and knock you down again.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. All kinds of good stuff. Oh, my goodness. All righty. Wowie zowie. Well, let's see where we're at and what we got going here. Ah, we got 6 minutes left, Pam. This is awesome, blossom.
You know what I forgot to put out earlier? I am having a sale. It started Monday. I got two more days for email readings. So for those of you who don't always want to talk on the phone, busy, you know, some people just have speaking issues, you know, or they're not comfortable talking. I do email readings. I'm having a sale. It's usually $50 for 5 questions for today and tomorrow. It is $30 for 5 questions. So you save $20. Yeah.
All right. Today and tomorrow. I'm going to type that in chat here, and we'll make sure we get that posted. Okay. So you guys heard it here in chat. It's like she's got her sale going on this week. So the next 2 days, $30 for 5 questions, and let's see, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-S, and you know what is your email?
Sure, it's love, L-O-V-E,
L-O-V-E,
and successful,
S-U-C-C-E-S-S-F-U-L,
R-E-L,
R-E-L,
.com,
.com, okay, cool, okay. So, you know, what happened to the show? It was supposed to be on earlier. Not sure. Okay, we got questions in the queue, and like Chip's going, what happened to the show? It was supposed to be on earlier. It's like, not sure. I'll have to go back in and figure that out. It's like, no, Pamela's always on, you know, from like noon to one. That's, noon to one my time. It's actually 2 to 3 her time. So
exactly.
Anyway, okay. All right, so at love, L-O-V-E, at successfulrel.com. Only $30 for 5 questions for the next 2 days, and they can get a hold of it. Now, do you have that posted on your site on that
www.? I have it on the website.
Excellent.
You know, it's on the homepage, and you can just go to the link email readings.
Great.
And just so people know, because my brother-in-law made, you know, how brother-in-laws are, or maybe you don't, he was teasing me, how can you possibly do that? That's impossible. And it's not, because what psychics do, I was doing a coaching session earlier, and, basically what we do, as I was telling my client, is we read energy, whether
right.
we're in front of the person, you know, whether we're on the phone. It's like the energy of your voice, the energy of tarot cards, because we don't look at a tarot card and say, okay, that's the Two of Cups. Sometimes it's the energy around the cup that will
right.
change, because one card could have several meanings.
Indeedy. I know, and it's like, has he ever seen the scene, you know, where they talk about, you know, everything is energy, we are energy, we are made up of, you know, atoms swirling in the mist, et cetera. I'm like, come on. And that's what we are, is we are all energy beings, and everybody has an energy signature. And it's like, some of you guys are just more, you know, dialed into reading other people's energy. It's like, which is, I'm still
right.
learning.
Right, right. Well, and
notice,
you know,
I'm not saying I'm not psychic anymore. So.
Yeah, well, you know what?
One.
But the truth is, we're all learning. Okay, and here's a warning to people: the psychics who say they're 100% accurate and you can't be psychic, but I'm psychic and I'm gifted, and you'll never be psychic. Those are the ones to stay away from, because we all have intuitive gifts. We just
right.
use them differently. It's like the example I like to use is we all sing. Some sing great.
Oh, cool.
Some are naturally, you know, like some naturally have a beautiful voice. Some people need training. Some people are okay. And some people you really hope they don't sing, you know. It's true.
Okay, the ones that you call them, they carry a tune in a bucket. It's okay. Somebody, you know, it's like I've been referred to as that. It's okay.
Yeah.
I do my best singing in the shower.
I sing, and it's funny, because here comes one of my little hoodlums now, and one of my kitties. I sing to my kitties, you know, and I sing to my bird, too, you know.
Oh, cool. Oh,
yeah.
I think he loves that.
Oh, yeah, he loves when his mommy sings, you know. I will not, but I will spare you, okay? I will not sing any of the songs I sing. So.
Well. Oh, welcome to Ashley Minotti. He says, well, I came in with less than 3 minutes ago. It's like, yep, it's like you're hitting the end of our time here. It's like, darn. Anyway, well, let's see. What else can we say for wrap-up stuff for the week here? I know we've got other stuff coming up going on, and it's like, and thank you, Pamela. It's like I was going to always mean to do that. I want to thank Pamela on air, because, you know, she does. She hits a nail on the head for me. It's just like I sit here and go, wow. You know, it's like, you know, what you're doing about the one pee on the plate and this and that, and it's like, where in the heck was it? There was something there that that was what it was. It's like they kept as you were 90 seconds, thank you. As you were doing, you know, like the peas on the plate and this that, and it's like they kept doing this thing from Alice in Wonderland for me. It's like, and I can't remember, I know it's part of either the song or the poem that says, where the oysters, it's like, and thick and fast they came at last, and more and more and more. Remember that? I don't know if you remember that part. I was going, yep, it's like, that's how it feels. It kind of feels like that Mickey Mouse factor for me. It's like, you know, got a lot of stuff going on. Oh, I was going to, the other part on the cleaning stuff, it's like, we actually got moved over the weekend, so we're into, thank you, 60 seconds. We're in a different spot, a different place, and whatever, so it's like, and we, believe me, are doing a lot of cleaning here, because landlord, the person let me take off some of the deposit if I would do some of the cleaning, so he didn't have to. So I was like, absolutely, because, you know, I used to be a janitor in one of my previous lives.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, yeah, definitely. I mean, whenever I move into a new place, I clean it up. If it, you know, even like if it seems clean, I like to clean the bathroom and stuff like that. And I always leave my place clean, because that's just good karma, you know. Those people who, you know, my sister and brother-in-law are landlords, and the, you know, one guy asked if he could grow a garden, and they come back, you know, a couple months later, and he's got like a cornfield in front of the house. So, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, people are amazing. So, but you know what? It will come back to them. So that's why it's so important to, you know, if you're renting a place, selling a place, to leave it in good shape, you know, because don't worry, it will come back to you.
It will.
You know?
All right, we got about 5 seconds. Get a hold of Pamela. She's coming a special on this week for the next couple days there. 5 questions for only 30 on the email readings. And they're going to blog us off, and we will see you again next. Well, hopefully I got to talk to Pamela afterwards, but it's like we might be seeing Pamela again at the end of this week. It's like, yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully, anyway. So thank you guys for all coming in and being in chat and listening to the show with us here. And I think if you still got some of that sometimes, yep, they kicked us off. Okay. All righty. So we will see you again. And Pamela will definitely be here next Tuesday. And
right.
I will too. And we'll be on, let's see, I do know Psychics Gone Wild has a special show tomorrow night. It's like, I think, I want to say 8 o'clock. You know, call that 773 number and then find that out. And then the Psychic Learning Connection is our sister show at 714-333-3354. And I am not sure what goes on over there, but we give out those numbers. And anyway, call and see what's going on and come visit us in Living in the Psychic Realm and, Psychic Learning Connection. Yep, got that one wrong. And Psychic Sun Wild. So have a wonderful day. And we'll
you
talk
too,
to you guys
Kelly.
Again.
Right.
We'll see you, Pam. Bye.
Bye-bye.